927 4CC and on iHeartRadio. Get us in stereo. Download the app. It's free to do and it's nice and easy. Well, we do know that the mayor is in campaign mode at the moment. So, acting mayor Khan, good luck joining us this morning. G'day, Khan.
Morning, Hammo. How you doing, mate?
Good. Busy time of the year for us. And gee, the weather's great, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's cooling down a bit, mate. It's that perfect time of year where it's a good time to get out and about and not too hot, not too cold, eh? Mm.
And a lot of visitors too coming into town.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we've got a few things happening this weekend, mate. We've got Beach Arts Music Festival on out at Tanham Sands down at Millennium Esplanade. That's there on the weekend. It'll be another fantastic event. Over 100 stalls, some live music, and that great, you know, atmosphere down there at Millennium Esplanade there. So everyone's welcome to get down. And then, of course, we've got Mother's Day on Sunday. So I hope, you know, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. I hope there's going to be plenty of sleep-ins and breakfast in bed for everyone.
Probably some good gift ideas at BAM too, mate, obviously there would be.
Yeah,
now,
what time's
BAM start?
BAM's on from 2 to 7 p.m. You can head on down there. There's plenty of food down there. So it's a make it, bake it, or create it theme for BAM down there. So everything's either handmade or hand-baked or created. So there's lots of really good quality stalls down there.
And it's a good family day too, mate. Really is.
Yeah, absolutely. The kids have a ball, mate, running around in front of the stage with the music and dancing, and it's just a great time for everyone.
In council yesterday, spoke about event funding.
Yeah, we had a couple of our events programs come through, mate. We funded $50,000 to the Gadigal Development Corporation for the 1770 Cultural Connections Emergence Festival. That'll be taking place on the 30th of September through to the 2nd of October. So keep an eye out for that one down there, down in 1770. It's a festival that focuses on the history and the contributions of our traditional owners and Northern Torres Strait Islander people in the region, and really showcases that down in 1770s. It's a big event that's been growing, and we look forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, and mate, while we're talking about 1770 Festival, it's the 30th anniversary for the big festival, which is coming up on the 20th to the 22nd of this month.
Yeah, that's right. That's a huge event down there too. Hopefully you get down there, mate.
I will be. I'll be down there this year, mate. I'm looking forward to it. Visit Agnes 1770 website. You can check out their Facebook page too. Sorry, mate, going back to the event funding.
We also had Under the Trees Music Festival. We put through our funding for that yesterday as well, mate. So that's going to be coming up later on this year. So keep an eye out for tickets. They'll be going on sale. It's always an awesome time. It's a homegrown music festival, the Under the Trees Music Festival. It's totally volunteer run. And it's just grown from strength to strength. Every person I talk to that gets out there to Under the Trees has just had an absolute fantastic time. So make sure you look out for tickets there. Plenty of accommodation out in the Boyne-Tanham area if you're looking to get out there for that one. It's just a great evening.
More information, jump onto the Gladstone Regional Council website. The website is gladstone.qld.gov.au. GAPDL has also got those events on their website too. But gladstone.qld.gov.au, you find out what's happening across the Gladstone region with everything with the Gladstone Regional Council. Acting Mayor Khan, good luck. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Thanks, Hamo. We'll talk to you again soon.
Songs you could sing along to, 4CC.